It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we've traveled around the world to talk with our broadcast partners to find out the details behind the headlines. For example, we went into southern France. We talked with Ken Timmerman there. He talked about President Ahmadinejad of Iran making a radical statement in Iran during Ramadan that he wants to bring the world forces together to annihilate the Jewish state of Israel. We also focused on what is happening in Syria. That situation is deteriorating by the moment. It is very bad. We'll stay on top of that story. We went to the Middle East to talk with David Dolan, our focus on Israeli reaction to Ahmadinejad's statement that he wants to annihilate the Jewish state. And also we talked about the visit by the Secretary of Defense from the United States, Leon Panetta, and on their agenda in those conversations, Syria and Iran, and what may be the outcome of those conversations. Dr. Rob Congdon covers the European Union for us and the Euro crisis. It needs a quick fix. This situation is also deteriorating. And then we brought to your attention Vladimir Putin, president of Russia, meeting with the British Prime Minister Cameron as a side trip when Putin was there to attend the Olympics in London. In addition, we talked with David James. He has a brand new book out entitled The Harbinger, Fact or Fiction. He deals with this very popular fictional book, which is trying to bring together 9/11 and what God's Word has to say about the end times. We also had the opportunity to talk with Dr. Rennie Showers. There's a phenomenon going on across the United States in prophecy conferences where they're starting to talk about evil angels, their activities that may be preceding the tribulation period. Rennie Showers helped us to understand that is not the case. Well, all of these conversations can be found on our website, prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. That's radio when you want it at your convenience. And by the way, call a friend, tell them that they need to listen to the conversations that I had with our broadcast partners right here on Prophecy Today. You might want to make note of some of the verses prophetically that can be found in God's Word pertaining to the current events that we did discuss with our broadcast partners. I talked with Ken and Dave about Ahmadinejad's statement wanting to annihilate the Jewish state of Israel. That would be Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5, where Persia is modern-day Iran, and also Daniel chapter 11. Verses 40 to 43, Syria, the king of the north, in that passage. Dr. Rob Congdon talked to us about the Euro crisis and the building of an empire in what could well be the infrastructure of the European Union. That could be found in Daniel chapter 7 and verse 7, and also verses 23 and 24. But what I'd like to do right now is focus on the radical rhetoric of President Ahmadinejad there in Iran. Since 2005, he has been calling for Israel to be wiped off the face of the earth. He first denied the Holocaust, and then he brought a gathering together in Tehran in 2006 of about 4,000 Islamic leaders. In that meeting, he almost quoted verbatim the book of Psalm chapter 83 and verse 4, where that prophetic passage states that they will come together in a conference. They will call for the annihilation of the Jewish state, that her name may never be remembered again. Well, that is what actually took place then. But let's take a moment and think about the Persians. You know, they've not always been against the Jewish people. Go back to the book of Ezra sometime and study chapters 1 and 2. You'll find out that Cyrus, he was the new leader of the Persian Empire, the Medo-Persian Empire at that time. Cyrus was raised up to lead this empire, and he allowed the Jewish people to return to Jerusalem to build their temple. In fact, Cyrus even contributed to that temple project. The book of Isaiah, chapter 45, tells us that Isaiah, the ancient Jewish prophet, foretold 150 years before the fact that God would raise up a leader named Cyrus who would allow the Jews to go back to Jerusalem. Down through the years, there's been somewhat of a good relationship between the Israelis and the Persians, or modern-day Iran. Now, I say Persia or Iran. Until 1936, Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan were known as Iran. The Shah of Iran was overthrown in 1979, and the Ayatollah Khomeini came to power. This was the time of the Iranian Revolution. By the way, that's the time when a group of young Iranians overthrew the U.S. embassy and kept it captive for over a year. The youthful leader of that group was a man named Ahmadinejad, who would later be elected to be president of the Iranian nation. Then all the radical rhetoric started, with the denial of the Holocaust first, and after that they started developing a nuclear weapon of mass destruction, which put not only the Middle East in danger, but the European continent and the entire world, to be exact. Ahmadinejad believes that he is the forerunner for the Mahdi. Mahdi in Arabic means Messiah, and he believes that he can bring about a catastrophic event which will bring the Islamic Messiah to the scene. Let me just remind you that Islam does have an eschatology. That Mahdi, or the Muslim Messiah, will come to power. He will go to Jerusalem, and in Jerusalem he will establish what the world will know as a world dominion. In Islamic literature, it's talked about as the Caliphate. Caliphate means dominion or a kingdom. This kingdom will be established in the city of Jerusalem, and all the Islamic world will be controlled out of that part of the Middle East. I want to continue to remind you that though Islam has an eschatology that is similar to the eschatology found in God's Word, they are not going to be successful in putting these Islamic eschatological events into play. By the way, Ezekiel chapter 38 says that Persia will be in that alignment of nations who will try to actually annihilate the Jewish state of Israel. But when you look at what God's going to do, found in Ezekiel chapter 38 verse 18 through chapter 39 verse 6, you'll see that the Lord intercedes, wipes out this alignment of nations, including Iran, to protect his Jewish people. This is God's plan, and it will be fulfilled. But before the fulfillment of all of these prophecies, the rapture of the church will take place, when Jesus will shout, the archangel will shout, trumpet God sound, and we'll be caught up to be with him in the air. You know, that rapture could happen at any moment. And basically, having said that and all of the rest of the conversations we've had today, there's nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until...